You're listening to Sound FM Waterloo. This is Rebel Time Radio. Phil D in the studio this week. Quick reminder, next Wednesday we'll be starting at 8 p.m. to 10. We're switching just an hour back to make things convenient over at the station here. So look out for that. Next week we start at 8 p.m. Gonna start off with a song by Randy called If We Unite. And it goes out to all the folks in Oakland on the general strike that was happening today. And we'll probably talk about a little bit on the show today.
Take them. If we unite, we can take them. Okay.
Welcome back to Rebel Time Radio. That was The Jam. I've never played them before on the show, and decided I would do that today because it's kind of an upbeat song, and why not? And before that, we played Randy. Stage Bottles, band from Germany, with a song called "How Long Will We Wait?" And we also played Randy, "If We Unite." We got a guest here. Let's see what mic you're on here. Let's
check if I'm here.
Sounded like it. That's Marco's voice. How you doing, Marco?
Good. How are you?
Not too bad.
I'm glad to be here.
You are? Marco's a member of our co-op, which is awesome because we have new people. And you're also quite into punk over the years, eh?
Sure thing.
And you had a bit of a tidbit about The Jam.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm just telling you about Paul Weller there.
Yeah? How long you saw, I guess, his other band?
No, I never saw them. No.
Oh,
I was just remembering them. You said it was before your time, and I said, The Jam's before my time, too.
Yeah, I don't know much about The Jam. I probably should, but I never really, bought their LPs or anything, or none of my friends listened to them.
Well, there's so much history when it comes to, punk in general, I guess, so.
Yeah, it's hard to keep up. I was watching a show about this guy that collects vinyl. And it was semi-depressing. It was like these guys and girls that have been collecting so much vinyl, and they're kind of just like sitting around being like, I miss the days when I could actually listen to the music I got. And I feel the same way with the show. I'm constantly like downloading music, getting albums, and I'm like scanning them really quick, and I'm like forgetting to actually enjoy the music. But so this week I've cut down a little bit, and I'm just playing stuff that I really like. And not necessarily new or like out there, but it's nice to have a new thing once in a while. The Jam, apparently they're mod.
Well, mods always really like them. Any mods that I need.
Yeah, but Randy, who does Rebel Time Records with me, kind of gave the okay over a chat today, and I was like, okay, if you like them, we're cool. Like, I trust this. And it's funny though, because they're like basically like classic band, like. They're up there with like Sex Pistols and
pretty classic, and they fit on a punk show if you ask me.
Yeah, they would, wouldn't they? I saw The Movement not too long ago, and kind of reminds me of them a bit. And they're onto all these like hardcore shows in Europe all the time, and they're definitely not punk, like, but it's, yeah, it's the same. Anyway,
but what is punk, Phil?
What is punk? This radio show is not about debating what is punk.
It's probably a good idea.
Yeah, I never want to do that. I'm sure people can come to their own conclusions about what punk is. Speaking of good punk, though, like The Jam and Randy, which we played, going to play The Class Assassins. They got a new 7-inch out. You can grab it at Encore Records or Orange Monkey in KW. And it's got two songs. It's called, Treason 45. So it's a nice piece of vinyl for $5. You get two songs. They are playing in town November 11th at The Hive. You going to be there, Marco?
I'm definitely going to be there.
Nice. Me and Marco will be there.
Yeah, if you like what you hear now, you should definitely check out that show.
Yeah, it's $7. The Rodden are playing. What can be said about The Rodden? Good friends of ours, both. Saigon Hookers as well. And I think the first band's on at 9:30. We'll be there with some Rebel Time distribution, CDs, books, and stuff like that. So check it out. We don't get to do shows here very often. We do most of our shows in Hamilton, but once in a while. Do one in KW. Here is The Class Assassins with Start Again on Rebel Time Radio. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Rebel Time Radio. Phil's in studio today. That is me. And Marco's in too, a longtime supporter of the Kitchener-Waterloo punk scene and hardcore. Wow, we got some new Starfucking Hipsters on the way soon. I'm going to play that. We had that last song there, The Redskins, It Can Be Done. Really fascinating band. And with the Occupy stuff going on right now, specifically in Oakland, it's a great song, you know, about... learning from the past, and it's there's lessons in the past, and they are playing. I mean, we shouldn't be hiding our history, because things like Occupy are nothing new. A general strike, I mean, where is that history? We've had general strikes before throughout North America, but today it's kind of, some people might think it's happening for the first time, but in the song it kind of talks about how workers have had tons of revolutions, and it's that history is kind of buried and not really being used, and we should be doing that, because why not? So it's a great song, and it just kind of, the song starts off in 1917 in Russia, and then talks about the German 1919 almost revolt, not quite, but and on and on in the 30s and things like that. And the message, it can be done again, is I thought it was worthwhile playing today. Actually, most of the songs we're playing today are pretty much themed around revolutionary ideas, and that's kind of
all right.
And that's kind of a common theme here. But I do actually have some songs today that are just plain out fun, and you know, the lyrics are not anything too serious or important, but they're great songs. But only maybe like 99% of the set list is in that category. Or sorry, reverse that. 1% is kind of whatever songs, but still great nonetheless. Actually, later today, I'm going to play a dub version of a great song by Snuff. Yeah, it's going to be awesome. I just got their comprehensive best of and side B-sides and all that stuff, so it was really good. We also heard Riot Squad by Cockspur, the London band, and we were kind of searching some stuff about them, and they were formed in 1972 and were active from 1974. And, oh, that's a long time. Because now we played The Jam, which was a little bit after that, but it was still pretty old, and Cockspur has been around forever. The Redskins is old. So we're playing a lot of old classic punk kind of the first stuff that was coming out, and trying to show those bands that had a pretty important message to bring, like the Redskins. And of course, we started off with the Class Assassins with a song called Start Again, and it's a great song. It's a perspective of someone who has grown old and is still talking about revolution, but how that's changed when, you know, you've become an adult and, you know, you're well past your 30s. You know, it's a cool song. I mean, it's not a perspective we take too often, maybe, within the punk scene. So it's really important that we have bands like the Class Assassins, kind of given that maybe more mature, more aged outlook on revolution and what it might mean as you grow older. We're going to play the other side of the 7-inch later on today, but let's get to Star Fucking Hipsters. Just a quick reminder, next week, Rebel Time Radio with Mike. We'll start at 8 p.m. and going forward, we'll be on at 8 p.m. And as always, we are live streamed at www.soundfm.ca. You can check out old podcasts that we've managed to capture at www.rebeltimerecords.com. Go under podcasts and you'll see some of our older stuff. I think that's it for now. I will talk more later and get Marco back on the airwaves. He used to do some radio stuff at CKMS way back when, so we'll get his voice back up. Thanks for listening. Sound FM Waterloo 100.3, Rogers Cable 946 as well. Here's Star Fucking Hipsters. fallout with Robin Hood. Gotta love the fallout and always hoping for a reunion, but who knows? We'll have to force them into coming out and playing Rebel Fest next year, like we tried to do last year with the Fallout, but it didn't quite work out. And they tried pretty hard. They were practicing and everything, but oh well. Great Toronto punk rock, the Fallout, Robin Hood. Before that, we played Camarada Kalashnikov, which is a Catalan band. I was going to say something about this band.
The cool instrument.
You've probably heard it on the show before with this band, Oberon Pa, that's also from that area. And they use the same high-pitched instrument. Now, Camarada Kalashnikov is more of a hardcore band, but they're using the same instrument, I think. It's called the Grala in Catalan. I think English, it's a Schwarm. I'm not totally sure. But it's a sweet sound, and I guess the band call this sound Gralacore. So it's kind of something new mixed in with punk, hardcore, and metal using this traditional instrument. And with Oberon Pa, they use it more in a rock, ska, kind of reggae thing. So it's great. I want to learn more about this instrument and how you play it. And I know Basque country there and different parts of Spain and Catalonia they're known for having a really big mix of different instruments. I think they play the most instruments out of any area. So totally cool. Check out Camarada Kalashnikov. I should be able to say that better. That song we played is Apologia del Nervi, and I actually had tons of notes for all the non-songs, and I forgot them at home, so if you really want to, you can go to our website later at rebeltimerecords.com and check the playlist, and you can find the song and check out the lyrics and see if you agree or disagree with what we've been playing lately. We played Make No Gains with a song called Recession Specials. It's a new band out of Halifax, and they're going to be at Cafe Pyrus November 25th with some other bands from Quebec, I believe Inside Riot, KW's own Brutal Youth. There's another band from Quebec or maybe Michigan. I'll have to double check, but check that out November 25th at Cafe Pyrus if you liked Make No Gains and their song Recession Specials. It's on a 7-inch, so check it out. Who knows, it should be a good time. I liked attending shows at Cafe Pyrus. It's a good vibe going on there. And we played Death Is Never Out of Fashion from the Starfucking Hipsters' new album, released on Fat Records. I wonder if that's a great place for them to release albums, but I don't really care to get into anything like that because a lot of great music I've heard in the last 15 years has come from Fat Records. So love it, hate it. I mean, whatever. What should I get going on with here, Marco? We were searching some General Strike stuff, but maybe after the break we'll talk about. I had some stuff from Oakland. I'm trying to get some news. There's a time difference, and I want to find out what happened in Oakland because it's basically that November 2nd was a big call out for a General Strike, and they've had some big unions come on board. There's pictures on the web of stores being closed, and they'll have a sign in the window that says we're the 99%. And I have issues with this whole 99% thing. I find it's quite populist, and the ruling class is probably more realistically what the top 20%. So, there was a great, interesting thing with the police coming out in support of the protests, and it's just stuff we need to think about. Kind of forget where I was going with that. Oh yeah, the Oakland stuff. In Oakland, it's an all-out general strike, which they announced I think 5 days ago, and it seems to be gaining momentum. I'm going to go home and check the news. Everyone should probably do it because this movement is taking hold in many places, and Oakland has a really interesting militant history of things like this. They're actually, I think, the founding city of the Black Panther movement, and even more recently with the attacks from police murdering people And the city recently shutting down communication in the subways, and the community coming out and responding to that. And basically, you know, a lot of people joined in to say, well, you can't just hide that the police is murdering people. And so there, leading up to November 2nd general strike in Oakland, there's been tons of history. And it's not something that is just kind of coming out of nothing. There's been, you know, various groups organizing stuff in Oakland for a while. This isn't just because it's Occupy. It's actually been growing for a while. And I think a lot of people want to talk about the Occupy movement like it's something that's going to come and go. But the people fighting in these movements, which there is a lot of new people, which is great. But we have to remember, most of these people are already doing plenty of stuff before, and they'll probably keep doing it after. So, you know, it's important to recognize that it's not a temporary thing. It's been growing for a long time. And I forget what song we played earlier. Was it Randy? No, the Redskins, It Can Be Done. This idea in North America that we've kind of like hidden a lot of our history. And, you know, I'm just trying to get it out there a little bit. I mean, maybe from the Winnipeg general strike. I think Regina or Saskatoon had something very similar, not a full out general strike, but these things are important as we're slowly being attacked by the current government. And I'm sure the Liberals and NDP would do the same and force people back to work, which is to me a ridiculous concept because of the battles that people fought and won are like quickly being taken away, just like, you know, healthcare is being attacked constantly. Whoa, that was a lot of talking there. Sometimes I just go. Let's get back to some music, which is the point of this show. Today we're playing a lot of revolutionary themed music on Rebel Time Radio here at Sound FM. And you can grab this 7-inch from the Class Assassins at Encore Records in Orange Monkey in Kitchener-Waterloo. And you can check them out November 11th at The Hive with the Saigon Hookers and the Rodden. And I'm going to play the track 2 of the of their new 7-inch. It's a song called Treason. So if you like it, come out to the show and pick it up at our great vinyl shops of Orange Monkey and Encore Records, which I was in there talking to those folks just the other day, dropping off the 7-inches. And, you know, they're going through that transition of music becoming free or easily accessible. And, you know, go out and talk to them, maybe buy something at the shop and whatever. Don't have to buy the Class Assassins. There's plenty of stuff there. And it is a lot cheaper than buying vinyl in Toronto, apparently. So let's get on with it. This is the Class Assassins on Rebel Time Radio.
Treason! Once again!
That was the Class Assassins with Treason. Pick up their new 7-inch in Encore Records and Orange Monkey and KAW.
Feet from a Ian Stewart, a esos que siguen escuchando música nazi y llevando camisetas faltonas. Los resultados hablan por sí solos. Seguimos mandando en las calles.
We are back on the air unexpectedly there. That song just kind of ended. Wow. This is what happens when you have more than one person DJing, is you kind of start talking.
You get distracted?
You get distracted. But that was Zartaco. They are a band, a hardcore brutal oi band from Bilbao, Spain. I guess they and I would call it Basque territory there, not Spain. And it's off an album that they've dedicated to victims of fascism, and most of the album deals mainly with anti-fascist lyrics about oppression, hatred, and class struggle. The song we played was Shin Termino Medio, and again, if you want to check this band out and check out their lyrics and all that stuff, you know, just do a quick search, Zartaco, Z-A-R-T-A-K-O. If you're more into the hardcore, brutal, oi. We don't play... we played a lot of hardcore. Never mind. I was going to say we don't play too much hardcore, but we play tons of hardcore, especially good hardcore, like anti-fascist hardcore from Basque, which is great. Before that, we played... What did we play here? I think I've written stuff backwards. Played The Classwork Kids, Strike Back, and actually that was after The Class Assassins, Treason. And in the mix there, now that I've screwed up the order and confused our listeners, we played Wednesday Night Heroes with Bland New Age. So good, three Canadian bands there, and Zartaco from Basque territory. I guess everyone would just call it Spain, but I don't think they would like that, so... That's how it goes. Actually, we have a few bands from that part of Spain. So, yeah. Good stuff. I think, Marco, you got something you want to set up here by a New York band called Life's Blood, which at some point turned into Born...
I think the bass player went on to Born Against, to play in Born Against, and Men's Recovery Project, too.
Yeah. Cool. Born Against, yeah, a lot of my friends really stick by that band. But this is not them, this is Life's Blood. What year was this out on? 88. So this is...
87 or 88, yeah.
Cool. This is some hardcore from New York, Life's Blood. Song called Not For The Weak. And after that, I'm going to play some Italian stuff by a band called Trade Unions, which is a great name for a band. Let's see if we got this on the turntable here. Crazy.
This is not a matter of what you're like. Do I hate of your world? We get a fight. Something's going way too